Can you explain the three priority areas that you and your colleagues feel the budget needs to address for aged care?
Yeah, so thanks, Sean. So the first one is about home care. There are about 100,000 people in Australia today who are waiting for home care, for older Australians waiting for home care, for a so-called home care package. About 75,000 have just waiting for anything, and 25,000 or so waiting for a package at the right level. And what we're saying is it is absolutely crazy to have people waiting for home care, because in some cases they'll end up going into residential care because, you know, they can't get any support at home. And that is, that costs the government much more, and it's not as good for the person. So the first thing we're saying is we've got to get rid of the waiting list for home care and make sure everybody gets home care within a reasonable time, say 30 days. So that's our first proposal. Our second proposal is that that people don't know what are the good quality nursing homes, residential care facilities, and what are the bad quality ones. And there's been a lot of discussion in the newspaper, in the media, about, from the Royal Commission and other places, about, you know, the highly variable quality of residential aged care in this country. And we're saying the second thing we need to do is transparency, just to make much more information available to the public, and also at the same time to improve accountability. Because what we do know is some proprietors use the money that should have been spent on care for the residents to buy their Ferrari. And so what we're saying is the second thing we need to do is transparency. And if we don't do that, putting extra money into residential aged care may just be more money into more Ferraris.
Mm.
And the third thing we're saying is that there are some places that do need extra money. The residents are in, you know, are at risk. And so we're saying there ought to be funding to bring some of those worst performing facilities up to a better standard, to put more staff into those facilities. And as I said, you can only do that if you've got good accountability and good transparency. So the three things are home care, transparency, and a rescue package for some residential aged care facilities.
Well, it doesn't sound, though, like just throwing straight money. I mean, obviously, the rescue package will benefit from a boost in funding. But if we're just going to throw money at this problem, it sounds like we need a pretty good plan. We need some reform in this area and a pretty good game plan first.
Absolutely. So that's why we're, our second recommendation is about transparency and accountability. Because I think it's a complete waste of taxpayers' money to throw money into an industry when there's no accountability, which is what we've got now. And also with home care, you know, we allocate these home care packages and we say this is how much money we've allocated, and if the person doesn't need as much as we've allocated, that money just sits there. There's $1 billion sitting there, allocated but not being spent. And we say you should change the funding formula so you can actually use that $1 billion right now to actually provide more care to other people. So, you know, there's a whole lot of messes in this industry that need serious tidying up. And you're right, we've got to do that alongside any extra investments.
In terms of identifying the messes and putting together a plan, has the Royal Commission into Aged Care really done enough to kind of clarify the needs and what needs to happen in aged care the way it's managed here in Australia?
So they've done two reports so far. The first one was called Neglect, and it was put out last year. And amongst other things, it said you've got to put a lot more money into home care. So we're supporting that. We say, yes, that's exactly right. We need to be putting more money into home care, and that should happen in this budget. The second report came out yesterday, and it said you need to put a little bit more money into residential care, and they're saying just so people can visit people in residential care. And we think that's just not enough. That you need to actually be way more serious than that. So the Royal Commission certainly is identifying some of the problems, but it's still got another 6 months to go before it reports. And so you can understand why it hasn't made other recommendations, but it has uncovered serious, serious problems that turned over all these rocks and all these scorpions ran out. And it's absolutely, the government should be really starting to think about what is it going to do to respond to this rather than saying, oh, look, a report comes in, it's going to take another 3 years to do anything about it.
Mind you, what are your actual predictions for the budget? Do you think these ones will be sufficiently sort of addressed next week?
Well, I think certainly the home care, they're going to have to do something about it. They've done a bit on home care more or less every couple of budgets the last few years, but it's not enough. And so there's, as I said, 100,000 people either waiting or not getting the right package. And so they've got to be serious about that. I don't think they'll do as much on transparency as they ought. They've, you know, it's only a couple of months ago that the Secretary of the Commonwealth Department of Health stood up and said, oh, you know, we're not going to tell the public who are the dud nursing homes because of, inverted commas, reputational risk. And you think, well, whose interest are you supporting there? You should be supporting the interest of the residents, not the proprietors. And if they face a reputational risk because they're duds, they should face the reputational risk because they're duds.
Well, Stephen, obviously one we will be watching in this year's budget next Tuesday. Do appreciate you joining us on this one this Friday, sort of giving us a bit of a heads up.
Thanks, Sean. It's a pleasure.